digestive tract. The blood type B diet contains both animal and vegetable foods, and the blood type AB is considered to be a modern merging of blood type A and blood type B with a, quote, chameleon's response to changing environmental and dietary conditions, unquote. This whole blood type diet theory reaches a brick wall when one considers the following. Number one, it all depends on evolution. And of course, there is less scientific evidence for evolution than there is for creation. In fact, it takes a lot more faith to believe in evolution than to believe in creation. In fact, two highly acclaimed scientists, Sir Frederick Hoyle, PhD, an astrophysicist, and Chanda Wick Ramasinghe, PhD, studied the theory of evolution to assess its likelihood of being the true origin of life. They had unlimited funding and unlimited access to the laboratories of the world. They concluded that the chance that life originated by a process of evolution was one chance in 10 to the 40,000th power, meaning it would be easier for a whirlwind to sweep through a junkyard and assemble a Boeing 737 in flight out the other end than it would be for life to originate in the universe or on Earth by evolution. So if evolution is not correct, which I believe it is not, then the whole eat for your type theory goes down the drain. Number two, the original diet given to Adam and Eve was fruits, grains, and vegetables. Meat was not allowed until after the flood, about 1600 to 2000 years after the earth became inhabited, and meat was then allowed because the earth was covered with water and there was no vegetation to eat. It seems unlikely that for up to 2,000 years, everyone had the same blood type. In addition, when the Israelites left Egypt in the great Exodus toward the promised land of Canaan, they lived in the wilderness for 40 years. During that time, they were fed manna by God, according to the Bible. Now, manna is a totally vegetarian food. There were somewhere between 1 million and 2 million Israelites in the wilderness. I don't see any special record that God ordered a blood test on each person before the manna fell. No, God ordered a vegetarian diet for every one of them. And three, we know that cats, both domestic and wild cats like tigers and lions, are carnivores. They're meat eaters. They have a short, straight intestine to eliminate the toxins rapidly, the opposite of the long, coiled intestine of the human. Cats also have sharp, pointed posterior molars, the opposite of the human. We have grinding molars posteriorly for grinding up vegetables and grains, and a long coiled intestine like other vegetarians, such as the horse, the deer, and the cow. According to my veterinarian sources, there are two blood types among cats, and yet all cats eat meat. Dogs, which are omnivores, meaning they eat both meat and vegetables, have seven different types of blood types. And horses, which are total vegetarians who eat only hay and straw and grains, have 14 different blood types. My question is, if there are 14 different blood types among horses, why wouldn't they have 14 different diets? But indeed, they're all vegetarians. Human beings, all of them, regardless of their blood type, have a long-coiled intestine, and meat takes up to 3 days to go through the intestinal tract, during which time it putrefies and the individual absorbs those toxins, making him sick. The bottom line is, I don't endorse this diet, and in my opinion, the foundation for it is complete error. Next is the John Robbins diet for a new America. This is a vegetarian diet and a good one, although most of it is cooked food. But remember, diet alone is not enough to get you well from cancer. Dr. Joanna Budwig promoted a combination of flaxseed oil and cottage cheese as a special treatment for cancer. Now, of course, no one could just exist on flaxseed oil and cottage cheese, but this is supposed to be in addition to, I guess, whatever diet you're eating. Although, as I've said repeatedly, the proper diet is absolutely critical for recovery. Flaxseed oil is an excellent source of omega-3 oil the body needs for health, and it's from a vegetable source, so you don't need to eat fish oil. However, I don't agree with the cottage cheese. Cottage cheese is an animal product. It's made from milk, and the milk is far too contaminated now for it to be healthy. And of course, we also have the McDougall diet, which is a totally vegetarian diet, much like the diet for a new America. This is a very good diet, but again, the food is mostly cooked. This plan also includes many of the other 10 steps of health. To summarize the diets, the very best diet is the way God created it originally. Totally vegetarian and raw. There was no stove in the Garden of Eden. All the food God made was raw and still is. If it was better for us to eat food cooked, then God would have created it cooked. So the higher the percentage of raw food one can eat, the better. And you can get huge amounts of vitamins, enzymes, and minerals by drinking fresh homemade vegetable juice and by eating sprouts. The next group of alternatives are those involved with detoxification of the body. One of the main reasons people get sick is that they don't eliminate their waste properly. The entire country is suffering from constipation. That's why laxatives are the number one over-the-counter selling drug in America. When you don't eliminate your waste, or you don't eliminate it rapidly enough, then you reabsorb your toxins. It's said, and it's true, that disease, including cancer, begins in the colon. Now, you don't have to have colon cancer, but if you're not eliminating your waste properly or rapidly enough, you will get sick. And you can't get well from cancer or any other serious disease unless you reverse the factors that are causing your constipation. A young baby has a bowel movement after every meal. That's the way it's meant to be. We're born with a normal reflex, the gastrocolic reflex, that triggers the colon to empty when the stomach is filled with food. If you eat three meals a day, ideally you should have three bowel movements a day, one after each meal. But certainly at least two per day, and the absolute minimum should be one bowel movement every day. If a person is not having a bowel movement every day, he or she is constipated. Or if you're having a bowel movement every day, but it's very dense or hard and causes you to strain, that tells you you're not eating enough fiber, roughage in the form of fruits and vegetables, and you're not drinking enough water, or you're under too much stress. Why are Americans constipated? Because everyone's eating meat and other flesh foods and sugar and processed food and almost no fruits and vegetables. And no one's drinking water, and everyone's drinking coffee and caffeinated soda, which dehydrates the body because it's a diuretic. Lack of exercise, drug medications, zoning out watching television, plus domestic stress and job stress, all these contribute to constipation. If a cancer patient is not having at least two normal bowel movements a day, water enemas are necessary. Your problem with a sluggish colon may take many months to several years to normalize, even when the 10-step health plan is followed with total commitment, because it took many years of lack of adherence to these rules of health for you to develop the problem. Colonics are similar to enemas, except a larger volume of water is used, and the water fills more of the colon rather than just the last third, as it does with enemas. Colonics can be helpful in detoxification, but should not be done too often, as they can interrupt the growth of the normal beneficial bacteria in the colon. A cleansing program using a 3-day fast with fresh homemade vegetable juices followed by a diet of raw food allows the gastrointestinal tract to rest and spend its energy cleaning the toxins out of the body. This can give a sick patient a jump start on getting well. Now, it's not only the bowel that gets sluggish and needs cleansing, but the liver also. The liver is the main detoxification organ in the body, and it gets clogged up from toxins produced by improper diet or stress. It must be cleansed in order for you to get well. Here's the way to cleanse both the colon and the liver. The first step, of course, is water drinking. In addition, fresh homemade carrot juice and fresh homemade green leafy vegetable juice both contain a lot of natural antioxidants, which help cleanse the liver. Raw vegetables and fruit also help detoxify the body because they contain their own enzymes and they're alive. I've already discussed the disadvantages of coffee enemas. I advocate just plain water enemas until the colon is working properly again. And that may take many months to years if a person has been very sick. Now, saunas, showers, and detoxification baths will certainly help get rid of toxins. However, they can be very debilitating for a cancer patient. I tried them and they drained all of my energy, so I stopped because I felt myself going downhill. Hydrotherapy is the treatment of disease by the use of water techniques, both internal and external. External application of hot and cold compresses stimulates blood flow and helps eliminate toxins, and it can decrease pain. I found this very helpful. Massage relieves tension and stress as well as increases the blood circulation, but I don't advocate massage of the tumor. Now, a poultice is a soft, generally moist mass of herbs or some other substances, usually spread on a cloth that is applied to a mass or a sore or inflamed part of the body. The best information on poultices I found in the book Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss, and you'll get information on how to order that at the end of this video. These poultices can be made of herbs, charcoal, flaxseed oil, or various combinations, and they are meant to help draw toxins out of the body. Sometimes they can be quite effective. I tried many different kinds and did not see any effect. Certainly, poultices alone won't solve your problem. Many people who have cancer and other serious diseases have a lot of allergies. But again, the allergies will disappear as the person gets well from their cancer if they are reversing the cancer-causing process by natural therapies. I spent a week, an entire week, in an environmental medicine clinic receiving about 400 shots in my arm, which came up with nonspecific results and wasn't effective at all in helping me. Allergies will eventually disappear as you rebuild your immune system by natural methods and the body returns to proper balance. And it's always a good idea to get the chemicals out of your house as much as possible, but this is just an additional help in getting well. It's certainly not the prime factor. Early on in my attempts at recovery, I got rid of all the chemicals in my house and I changed to biodegradable, non-toxic detergents and cleaning agents. And this is a good idea. But that alone will not make you well. You've got to follow all the 10 steps of the health plan. Now, the last one is biological dentistry, removing the amalgam fillings, what we call silver fillings, from your teeth and replacing them with porcelain or tooth-colored fillings. The amalgam fillings, or silver fillings, contain mercury, a toxin. Most dentists will tell you that mercury is not hazardous when it's in your mouth, even though they'll admit that the government has declared mercury to be a hazardous waste when it's out of your mouth on the dental tray. When the dentist removes your silver fillings, the silver amalgam must be treated as hazardous waste by law because it contains mercury. It must be packaged in special bright orange bags with big letters that say hazardous waste and disposed of in a very specific manner as designated by the government. After researching this, I decided to have all of my amalgam fillings removed, but it made no difference in the growth of my tumor. I think it's better to have them out of your mouth than in, but that's an individual decision you have to make. But that was not the turning point in my getting well, because even after I had all of my silver fillings removed, my tumor continued to grow. It was the 10-step plan that made me well. By the way, I had the silver fillings removed in the proper order and everything was done right as prescribed by the top dental experts on this issue, but my tumor still grew. Essiac herbal tea was developed in the 1920s by a Canadian nurse named Renee Case. In fact, Essiac is her last name spelled backwards. This tea contains four herbs: burdock, which has anti-tumor properties and restores the liver and gallbladder. It's a blood purifier and it eliminates toxic waste. The slippery elm herb is a cleanser and a tumor reducer and has anti-inflammatory properties as well. Rhubarb root purges the body of bile and parasites. It expels toxic waste and it has anti-tumor properties. And the fourth herb, sheep sorrel, is rich in vitamins and minerals. It inhibits chromosome damage and it increases resistance to x-rays. It also increases the oxygen level in tissue, and it purifies the liver. SEACT has been very effective at treating various cancers in the past, particularly breast cancer. But nowadays, herbal remedies such as these can only be used as adjunctive therapies, meaning that they can be added to the basic 10-step plan, but are not enough in themselves to really make a person well. The reason is that 50 to 60 years ago, people were eating out of their gardens. There was no fast food, there was no processed food, the pace of life was slower. People were not under the enormous stress of today, and they were drinking more water rather than caffeinated soda and huge amounts of coffee. And our basic body systems were in far better shape. So many decades ago, an herbal remedy alone could be very effective. But today, unless a person changes to a simpler and healthier diet, preferably totally vegan, that's vegetarian, and organically grown food, and slows down the pace of life and gets rid of the stress, he or she is not going to be successful at getting well permanently. Hoxie tea contains the following: the herb licorice, which promotes detoxification and blood purification, red clover, a blood cleanser, burdock root has anti-tumor properties, it's a blood purifier and does help eliminate toxic waste, stillingia root is a blood purifier, and then it contains barberis root, poke root, cascara, which is a laxative, and prickly ash bark, which stimulates glandular systems. And then lastly is buckthorn bark, which rids the body of toxic wastes and stimulates intestinal peristalsis. Also added is potassium iodide. Now, Harry Hoxie used this family preparation, which was developed by his grandfather years ago, for fevers and cancer. In the 1930s and 40s, Hoxie cured cancer in thousands of patients in his clinics across the Midwestern and Southern states until the AMA, in conjunction with the government, padlocked all of his clinics after they had repeatedly arrested him for his success in curing cancer. Morris Fishbein, then editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association, tried to buy the herbal formula from Hoxie. When Hoxie wouldn't sell, the AMA tried to destroy him. It was at that time that Hoxie allowed his nurse to move his clinic to Mexico. Hoxie's herbal tea has lots of positive effects, but again, it's not sufficient by itself, in my opinion, to reverse cancer now because of what we just discussed. That unless a person dramatically changes his diet and lifestyle and eliminates stress, he can't get well permanently. Now, the Jason Winters herbal tea has been reported to be helpful in treating cancer. It contains a special unnamed mystery spice, plus red clover, which is a blood purifier, and Indian sage. The herb sage has been shown to prolong life. Tahibo tea, also called Pau D'Arco tea, causes reduction in tumor size, it stimulates red blood cells, reduces pain, it has an anti-parasitic effect, it's a blood builder and a blood purifier and a liver cleanser, and it stimulates and strengthens the immune system. But it can produce nausea, particularly if taken in large amounts. There are reports of cancer patients drinking large amounts of Tahibo tea and halting their tumor growth and in some cases actually reversing it. I tried Tahibo tea. In fact, I tried all these teas at various times and for significant periods of time. But again, without the other 10 steps of the plan, it was not effective by itself in my case. One man in particular has popularized Tahibo tea by showing reversal of his cancer, but he drank about 20 cups of this tea a day, and just the rehydration from the water alone that the tea was made in was probably a major factor in his recovery, although I agree that Tahibo tea has many positive effects. All of these herbal teas have positive anti-cancer effects. They contain no caffeine and are essentially non-toxic. If you want to use them, it's your choice, but they're not enough by themselves to cure cancer. I also tried some other herbal combinations I found in some obscure books. One formula contained valerian, lobelia, and several other herbs, and they made me almost crazy. I started jumping up and down involuntarily and screaming like I was on a horrible drug trip, so be a little careful. Now, chaparral grows wild in the southwestern United States. It's called creosote. The leaves can be ground up and made into a tea, or they can be put in capsules and taken that way. Chaparral stimulates the immune system, it has anti-tumor effects, and it actually prevents the formation of cancer cells. Many years ago, the Indians documented its positive effects. Chaparral used to be available in health food stores, but at least for a time they took it off the market, saying that it was dangerous. It's interesting that the government has declared chemotherapy to be safe and effective, but these herbs they have declared dangerous. So I have to say, use it at your own risk, but I used it. It wasn't enough to cure my cancer, but I certainly had no adverse effects from it. Now, this excellent book, called The Scientific Validation of Herbal Medicine, written by Dr. Daniel Mowry, documents from the medical literature these effects that I have just discussed. You might ask, well, why doesn't organized medicine promote these herbs? Well, of course, the answer is you can't patent these various herbs, and so they can't be sold for the prices that drugs can. Although the pharmaceutical companies are trying their best to take over the entire herb and supplement business in America. Next is the category of other adjunctive nutritional therapies that can be added to a regular regimen. Shark cartilage. Tumors, like normal tissue, need a blood supply in order to obtain proper nutrients and oxygen to grow and to carry away toxic waste. As tumors grow bigger, they develop their own blood supply, and this process is called angiogenesis. If you cut off a tumor's blood supply, then theoretically you can stop its growth. Thus, substances that interfere with the growth and blood supply can be used to fight the cancer. Many studies have shown that bovine or cow cartilage and shark cartilage, in some cases, can slow or even halt tumor growth. Several studies in cancer patients have shown from 15% up to even 60% shrinkage of the tumor. I tried shark cartilage, and not only did my tumor not shrink, it actually grew during this period of time. Shark cartilage is high in protein, and cancer thrives on protein because protein is hard to digest, and it requires a lot of water for its assimilation in the body. So therefore, it increases dehydration, one of the factors that cause cancer. And of course, it's an animal product, an animal protein. So taking shark cartilage can have much the same effect as eating meat or fish. Even though it may inhibit blood vessel formation to the tumor, it does not rebuild the immune system, the one system that must be running properly in order for you to be well. The next category is megavitamin therapy, supplements. It also includes high-dose intravenous vitamins, particularly vitamin C and Laetrile, which is vitamin B17. Now, treatment with megavitamin therapy plus nutrition is categorized as orthomolecular medicine and was promoted vigorously by Dr. Linus Pauling. I want to make the distinction between whole food supplements and vitamin and mineral supplements. Whole foods include the juice of the young green barley plant dried into powder or the powder made from wheatgrass juice. These can be helpful, but fresh green juice is even better. However, I found that I couldn't find any carrot juice powder that I would recommend. There's nothing that can replace fresh homemade carrot juice. This is a must for getting well. And I don't advocate blue-green algae or any kind of algae. That's pond scum, in my opinion, and it's as polluted as the water it comes from. I started out by taking a lot of vitamin and mineral supplements. My tumor grew. I was treated with high-dose intravenous vitamin C and intravenous high-dose Laetrile. My tumor still grew because all these things aren't natural. We aren't meant to take nutrition into our body any other way except through our mouths in food and by breathing fresh air and by drinking water. And when we take these huge doses of concentrated vitamins and minerals, either by mouth in the form of pills or through our veins, the body doesn't know what to do with them. They are not in their natural form, and I don't advocate these. Many people send me different brands of vitamins, but please don't do that. If it comes in a bottle or a can, it's made by man, and my motto is, you can't improve on God. God made all of the vitamins and minerals in the optimum dosages and combinations in food, natural food. And human beings can't improve on that no matter how hard we try. Now, next is Laetrile. Laetrile is vitamin B17. It's found in lentils, lima beans, mung beans, different types of sprouts, Brown rice, wheatgrass, and apricot kernels. That's the portion inside the apricot pit. Laetril has been widely denounced by Orthodox medicine as dangerous, but in fact, it occurs in food, and that's the best source from which to get it. Laetril, or vitamin B17, has gotten a very bad press in the commercial media. They say it's cyanide. Well, it is a cyanide-containing compound that gives up its cyanide only in the presence of an enzyme group that's found only in cancer tissue. When that enzyme group is found in normal tissue, it is accompanied by even greater quantities of another enzyme which has the capacity to convert the cyanide immediately into completely harmless substances. Laetril comes in pill form, and for a while I took those pills as well as intravenous Laetril, but it was not helpful in my recovery. Colloidal minerals are supposedly made from 75-million-year-old shale. Now, how can they confirm that, 75 million years? As you probably guessed by now, my opinion is that all vitamins and minerals should be obtained through the sources that God intended for us to eat, and that is in food. I don't advocate vitamin and minerals in any form. Colloidal silver is the same. It has some antibiotic qualities, but this is not the answer for health problems because there's no disease, including cancer, that's caused by a deficiency of colloidal silver. Garlic has antibiotic properties and can lower cholesterol and triglycerides, and it's been used to treat hypertension. It also has been shown to inhibit the growth of cancer, and it boosts the immune system. However, in large quantities, garlic can be irritating to the body system. Now, combined with nutrition and megavitamin and mineral therapy, some alternative practitioners promote supplementation with enzyme pills, enzyme therapy. Dr. William Kelly, a dentist, promoted this therapy after he used it in the late 1960s on his own pancreatic cancer. Dr. Kelly's premise was that a root cause of cancer is the body's inability to digest and utilize protein in the diet, plus an imbalance of mineral metabolism. He linked faulty protein metabolism to a deficiency of pancreatic enzymes. This metabolic detoxification therapy restricts protein intake while emphasizing a diet of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, supplemented by raw vegetable juices as well as these proteolytic enzymes, enzymes that help to digest protein. The supplementation, however, includes between 120 and 160 vitamin and mineral supplements a day and large quantities of pancreatic enzymes made from pigs. The poor body gets bombarded with all these pills and foreign substances, and this is in addition to the detoxification by coffee enemas. The basic vegetarian diet that goes along with this plan is good, but I don't agree with the rest of it. This plan also includes raw beef organs and glands, which again I feel is counterproductive and too dangerous. There are numerous supplements made by different manufacturers, including Manitech brand products, MSM, as we see here, and products that take apart and make into pills or powder what God created in whole food. I've tried MSM, and I've had others try it. I saw no difference in my health. And let me emphasize again, you can't improve on God. Humans take food apart, put it in pills or capsule, and say they make it better. But we don't. I've also tried Noni juice, which has been advertised as a miraculous health producer. This juice is made from a tropical fruit, but it's highly processed and bottled and has a shelf life. It's not fresh and raw. I personally saw no beneficial effects when I took Noni juice. So I appreciate your interest and your enthusiasm, but please don't send me anything in a jar or a bottle. And if it wasn't available 1,000 years ago in the exact form you're taking it now, it's not part of God's health plan. Aha, you say, well, juicers, they weren't available years ago. And I say, yes, they were available 4,000 years ago. They're actually mentioned in the book of Job in the Bible. The first juicer mentioned was a grape juicer, a wine press. Next is Hulda Clark's plan. Dr. Clark is a naturopath who states that all cancer is caused by the human intestinal fluke. And if the fluke gets into the liver, then she says it causes cancer. Her theory is that if you just get rid of the intestinal flukes in your body and get the propyl alcohol out of your body, that's a chemical found in cosmetics and shampoo, cold cereals and fruit juice and many other products, then you'll be free of cancer. Her deparasitization program uses cloves, black walnut, and tincture of wormwood. Now, these have been shown to decrease parasites, but I tried them and I certainly noticed no change in the status of my cancer after the whole course of deparasitization. Also, she has put together a rather strange diet that, in my opinion, isn't nearly strict enough to reverse cancer. Dr. Clark's contention is that when your body is free of the chemical orthophosphotyrosine, which she measures by moving a little probe across your finger, then she can claim you're cured. But she never documents that your cancer is actually gone. In many cases in her book, she declares that a patient is cured just because they don't have orthophosphotyrosine in their body anymore, even though the patient may still have cancer everywhere. Sometimes the follow-up in her series of patients is as short as 2 weeks, and there's no subsequent follow-up to document that the person is even alive, much less that their cancer is gone. Early on in my attempts to get well, I actually visited Dr. Clark as a patient using my married name, and I can firmly say that I don't support her theory of the cause or the cure of cancer or AIDS. The best way to get rid of parasites is to rebuild your immune system by natural methods and get your whole body in proper working condition. Parasites will not live in a properly functioning, clean body. Now, we might as well discuss probiotics right here. Probiotics are supplements containing a live culture of non-pathogenic or so-called friendly bacteria that your colon needs. But if you follow the 10-step natural health plan, your colon will be healthy and will naturally become colonized with the necessary friendly bacteria. You won't have to take them in pills. Now, oxygen therapies. Ozone is not smog. Ozone is a more chemically active form of oxygen. It is used to purify water in over 100 major cities around the world. It kills or inactivates almost all bacteria, viruses, and fungi. I tried ozone therapy, and it didn't do anything for my cancer. It's been established that cancer cannot live in a high oxygen environment. But the best way to increase your oxygen levels is by breathing it in the air, by drinking it in water. Water is H2O. The O is for oxygen. And by eating a high complex carbohydrate diet of natural food, fruits, vegetables, and grains. Because there's more oxygen in complex natural carbohydrate food than in fats and proteins. Ozone can be administered in the following ways. By intravenous therapy, by injections in the muscle, by intestinal insufflation into the rectum with a catheter, by drinking ozonized water, or by autohemotherapy, which is sort of an ozone dialysis of your blood. Another oxygen therapy uses 30% food-grade hydrogen peroxide diluted in water so that the hydrogen peroxide is in minuscule quantities in the water. This theoretically is supposed to produce oxygen in your body as hydrogen peroxide, which is H2O2, and breaks down and liberates the oxygen. Hydrogen peroxide is given intravenously or orally. Again, I have just said that where I think we should get our oxygen. I tried the hydrogen peroxide. It did nothing for my cancer, but it did give me a headache. Now, Cancel is specially treated water that has a specific vibrational frequency. The main promoter of Cancel, Ed Sopcich, believes that the cause of cancer is a cell-damaging vibrational frequency, which this water can cure, he says. Since we've discussed the causes of cancer, we've learned that cancer is caused by a combination of diet and lifestyle factors. It's not a deficiency of this special vibrational frequency water. And again, I tried Cancel early on, and I found no effect. Chelation is a procedure used to remove toxic metals from the body by the intravenous infusion of EDTA, a synthetic amino acid which travels through the blood vessels, removing toxic heavy metals and deposits of calcium that help form the plaques of arteriosclerosis. It reduces the plaques molecule by molecule, and so it requires 10 or 20 or maybe even 30 treatments. The patient goes to the doctor's office, has an IV placed in the arm, and the solution is slowly run in over a couple of hours while the patient can sit and read or watch television. It's virtually pain-free and it has few, if any, side effects. It's most effective for the treatment of heart disease, and many patients have been able to avoid bypass surgery after chelation treatment. Also, dramatic results have been seen with people with vascular disease in their legs or have sores on their feet or legs from diabetes. But remember, EDTA is a drug and it won't permanently take care of your heart disease or vascular problems. Unless you change your diet and lifestyle, you'll continue to form arteriosclerotic plaques called hardening of the arteries. So chelation is only a short-term fix for heart disease, but it has not been at all successful for a treatment for cancer. Now, Dr. William Koch was an MD and a PhD with impeccable credentials. He was professor of physiology at Detroit College of Medicine at Wayne State University and was director of his own cancer clinic from the 1920s to 1949. He developed a very effective cancer cure by synthesizing an organic compound in the quinone family, a particular grouping in organic chemistry. The compound is called glyoxylide. Cures of cancer and other diseases were so dramatic that the U.S. government and organized medicine drove him out of the country, and he ended up in Brazil, and the rumor is that he was murdered there. His synthetic formula contains some of the same types of compounds found naturally in Tahibo tea. The Koch formula, glyoxylide, is very difficult to get and has been suppressed by most governments. It's taken by injection in the arm, but it's extremely painful. I was able to obtain some, but I found no effect on my cancer whatsoever. Again, even if it worked, it's only a short-term fix because if you keep on doing what you've always done, you'll keep on being what you've always been, and your cancer will return. And remember, cancer is not caused by a deficiency of glyoxylide. You must reverse the factors that caused your cancer. Dr. Brzezinski is a real hero in alternative medicine, and he's been severely persecuted by the medical establishment and the government. His cancer treatment, antineoplastins, are synthetically produced peptides. These are amino acid derivatives in certain organic acids that occur naturally in healthy humans. He feels that they are components of the body's main defense system against cancer, and they stop cancer by normalizing or reprogramming malignant cells. Several independent reviews by respected mainstream scientists, including one performed by the National Cancer Institute, have confirmed numerous remissions in cancer patients treated with Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastins. Antineoplastins are administered to the patient either intravenously or orally in capsule form. For the intravenous infusion, a subclavian catheter must be placed by an outpatient surgical procedure so the intravenous drip injections can be administered. Dr. Brzezinski's method seems to be one of the more successful alternative therapies, but it's expensive. $14,000 for a 3 to 4 week stay of treatment and then $7,000 per month subsequently. I called and confirmed that myself. And I understand you have to continue on it indefinitely. In other words, it doesn't cure. Even if it's successful, it only controls the cancer. And of course, it does not reverse the factors that allowed cancer to develop in the first place, such as improper diet, too much stress, lack of exercise, not drinking enough water, etc. These are the real causes of cancer, not a deficiency of antineoplastins. If you don't reverse all the cancer-causing factors by changing your diet and lifestyle, you won't really cure your cancer. Strange as it may seem, Therapeutic substances have been found in human urine, including antibodies, natural diuretics, anti-allergenic substances, and anti-neoplastins, as discovered by Dr. Brzezinski. So urine therapy has been promoted as a way to treat disease. There are reported incidences of people getting well from various diseases by drinking their own urine, and this was popularized over 10 years ago by a former Prime Minister of India featured on 60 Minutes who promoted urine therapy as his main source of health. He said he drank his own urine every morning. But again, the body needs pure water, proper food, and all the other 10 steps of health in order to be well. And recycling one's own body fluids is certainly not the answer for cancer. Dr. Lawrence Burton developed the immuno-augmentative therapy, or IAT, of cancer treatment by using 4 blood protein substances that occur naturally in the body. But they appear to be deficient in cancer patients. His therapy involves injecting the patient with these blood fractions. According to clinical records, 50 to 60% of patients will actually experience some tumor reduction, and many undergo long-term regression. The problem, of course, is there's always a risk in receiving someone else's blood or blood fractions, including the risk of AIDS and hepatitis. Secondly, it doesn't really solve the problem because you're replacing the deficiency at an intermediate endpoint, the blood fractions, rather than addressing the question of why are these blood fractions deficient? And how do we get the body back in balance so the body can correct the blood fraction deficiency on its own? When you inject the deficient blood fractions, this will not reverse the process that allowed cancer to develop, because cancer is not caused primarily by a deficiency of those blood fractions. The deficiency in blood fractions is a result of the cancer, not a cause of the cancer. Hydrazine sulfate is a common industrial chemical which was used as a component of rocket fuel during World War II. It's been advocated as a cancer treatment by Dr. Joseph Gold, a physician in Syracuse, New York. In the early 1970s, he found that hydrazine sulfate could inhibit the growth of a number of different cancers in rats and seemed to reverse the cachexia, or the wasting, which is frequently responsible for the cancer patient's ultimate death. A number of studies using hydrazine sulfate on cancer patients have shown subjective positive responses, including increased appetite, a stopping of the weight loss, and even weight gain, increased strength, and decreased pain. There are some side effects, including tingling of the fingers and toes, drowsiness, nausea, and itching. There have been some reported cases of decrease in tumor size and remission of the cancer, but apparently no absolute cures. Some individuals have had their cancer stabilized for a year or more. However, other patients have relapsed quickly. But as we now understand, cancer is not caused by a deficiency of hydrazine sulfate, and hydrazine sulfate is a drug. And it can't really cure cancer because it does not replace the nutritional deficiencies nor reverse the dehydration and the stress that are an integral part of the cause of cancer. A compound named 714X was developed by biochemist Gaston Naissons in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. 714X is a nitrogen-rich camphor compound that is injected directly into the lymphatic system in the area of the lower abdomen. While Naissons was involved in research, he observed that cancer cells require a lot of nitrogen and often steal it from healthy cells. As tumor cells multiply, they consume more and more nitrogen, and then they start producing a factor that can paralyze the immune system so the cancer cells can draw the needed nitrogen from healthy cells. When the 714X compound is introduced into the system, it then supplies large amounts of nitrogen in the camphor compound so the cells can obtain adequate nitrogen without immobilizing the healthy cells and stealing it from them. The 714X doesn't kill the cancer cells, it actually feeds them. So while the 714X is supplying the nitrogen for the cancer cells, then the immune system can get back on its feet and start defending the body again. It's also claimed that 714X actually liquefies the lymph, allowing the toxins in the body to be flushed out. The injections are given in the lymph nodes in the lower abdomen or in the groin area, and the substance is injected once a day for a period of 21 consecutive days. This series is then repeated 3 times with a couple of days off in between. Of course, the important thing to keep in mind is that you've got to rebuild the immune system, and that's accomplished by following the 10 steps of health. 714X is non-toxic and virtually devoid of side effects, according to the developer. There have been some remarkable cases of reversal of cancer with the use of 714X, but it's almost always accomplished in conjunction with a radical change in diet as well. However, I tried 714X without any success whatsoever. Homeopathy uses minute dilutions of natural substances from the plant, mineral, and animal kingdoms, which they say stimulates a person's natural healing response. In essence, homeopathic treatment is like administering mini vaccinations, the belief being that by injecting these minute dilutions of the substance that's causing the symptoms of sickness, it can cure the sickness. The cancer is a multifactorial problem, meaning it's caused from a combination of many factors, malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. And injecting these homeopathic substances will not reverse the cancer problem. Besides, these potentially toxic substances, even in small quantities, can sometimes cause disease, just like regular vaccinations can. Dr. Virginia Livingston in 1947 discovered a form-changing microbe that I spoke of earlier that she believed to be the cause of most cancer in humans and animals. She later named this highly unusual bacterium Progenitor Cryptosides. The therapeutic program she developed includes vaccines made from this bacterium taken directly from the patient's blood. It's then isolated, grown in the laboratory, and re-injected into the patient. The idea being that the patient would then make antibodies against this bacterium and thus destroy the cancer. In addition to these vaccines, she promoted a largely vegetarian raw foods diet and vitamin and mineral supplements. In her program, gamma globulin is also given to provide antibodies to, quote, reduce the danger of cancer microbes circulating in the blood and to shrink tumors, unquote. But gamma globulin is a human blood product and is even more dangerous than blood because it requires the pooling of blood products from many donors in order to get enough gamma globulin for one unit or pack. This dramatically increases your chances of developing AIDS or hepatitis. This autogenous vaccine, that is the vaccine prepared from the culture of the patient's own bacteria, is given in conjunction with BCG, a weakened vaccine for tuberculosis that supposedly stimulates the immune system. But who wants tuberculosis germs injected directly into your body? As we discussed earlier, these bacterial organisms, progenitor cryptosides, are found in contact with the diseased cancer tissue, but just because they're there does not mean that they're causing the problem. Actually, they are there as a result of the problem. When the body's immune system is rebuilt, those organisms will revert to their normal form, as Gaston Naissons has shown so clearly. I'm against all vaccines. They are neither safe nor effective. If you want to read more, this is the best little book I've found to bring you up to speed rapidly on the subject. All of these people have been great pioneers in alternative therapy. Livingston, Naissons, Burton, Koch, Brzezinski, as well as Gerson and Hoxie and many others we have discussed. They have undergone severe persecution while developing non-toxic therapies that have saved the life of countless patients. So I want to applaud them for their pioneering work and their tenacity. However, God has given us a totally natural way of rebuilding our immune system that is available to everyone on the face of the earth, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. It can be done at home, and the price is right. It's virtually free. And remember, the right diet is critical for recovery, but it's only 10% of the plan. All the other parts are absolutely necessary. Magnetic fields are all around us. Some are generated by changes in the weather, but many of them are created by common electrical devices, such as the electrical wiring in your home or high-tension power lines, office equipment, computers. The human body also produces small but measurable magnetic fields generated by chemical reactions within your cells. It's not surprising that magnetic fields can affect body processes in both positive and negative ways. The hazards of electric pollution in our environment, particularly from high-tension electric wires, have been documented by many authors. But now some are suggesting there is tremendous healing potential in magnets. Magnetic blankets and beds have been developed in order to promote sleep and reduce stress. And yet neither stress nor disease, including cancer, is caused by a deficiency of magnetic field therapy. If the subtle magnetic fields in the body are impaired, we should search for the underlying cause and reverse that cause rather than applying magnetic field therapy, which could potentially have damaging effects. Over 20 years ago, I was involved in some early studies on electrical stimulation of bone healing. It was apparent way back then that electrical and magnetic fields had the potential to form malignant growth, cancer. I don't recommend magnets. Now, light therapy. The body has an inner clock that governs the timing of all biological functions, including hormone production, body temperature, and the timing of sleep. This is called the circadian rhythm. If this rhythm is disturbed, health problems such as depression and sleep disorders can occur. Light, particularly sunlight, is important for the body's natural rhythm, and so it's important for health. The light enters your eye, where the light and color-sensitive cells, called photoreceptors, change that light into electrical impulses, which are then transmitted via the optic nerve to the brain. They then trigger the release of certain chemicals in the body that govern most bodily functions, including the function of the immune system, digestion, breathing, blood pressure, etc. That's why it's so important to be on a regular schedule. Eat at the same time each day, go to bed at the same time each night, preferably 9 p.m. for a cancer patient. The circadian rhythm is regulated by the pineal gland, located deep inside the brain, which is controlled by the presence or absence of external light and thus coordinates the biological processes in the body. A good example of upsetting the circadian rhythm, or the internal clock, which is governed by the light-dark cycle, is people who work at night. Various medical studies have shown that these night workers have a higher incidence of virtually all diseases and disorders, including sleep disorders, ulcers, and heart disease. Jet lag is a well-known example of interruption of the body's circadian rhythm. It can cause sleep disorders, disorientation, dehydration, lack of energy and motivation, severe tiredness for up to 5 to 7 days, as well as swelling of the limbs. And this is according to the results of a survey of 220 flight attendants. Because of the profound effects of light, it's been used as a therapy for a number of diseases. It's been shown that people who live in areas of the world where there's a very short period of light in the 24-hour day, such as Alaska, they have a higher incidence of depression, which is called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, SAD. This has been relieved by using for several hours each day an artificial light box which provides full spectrum light. However, man cannot adequately produce light the way God made it. In other words, we can't improve on God. Light is necessary for health, but sunlight is far superior to any man-made light. Hyperthermia is the application of heat to destroy or reduce cancerous tumors. It is known that cancer cells are more heat sensitive than normal cells. And cancer cells break down if the heat is in excess of around 107 degrees Fahrenheit. Remissions of cancer have been reported with hyperthermia. But I personally do not advocate it because one of the main causes of cancer is dehydration. And hyperthermia, increasing the body's temperature, causes dehydration and has a severely debilitating and deteriorating effect on cancer patients. What we need to do is stop concentrating on trying to kill the cancer cells and instead restore the immune system to its optimum operating capacity so we can reverse the factors that allowed cancer to develop in the first place. Then the body's immune system can cure the cancer. The Rife generator was built by Royal Rife, a scientist and inventor who died in 1971. He was a true genius who built an extraordinarily powerful microscope that worked on a system of prisms. Remember, he was one of the scientists who had identified this pleomorphic or form-changing microbe that he felt caused cancer. He was able to identify and destroy these microbes with a special frequency emitter that was not harmful to other tissues. Rife collaborated with some of the most respected physicians and researchers in the United States and was successful in eliminating many cancerous tumors in patients. His work was suppressed by the medical establishment, as I have discussed in my video, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. Rife's records were destroyed, and his microscope and his life's work were ridiculed by the American medical profession after years of harassment by the establishment. But as we have discussed, germs are not the cause of cancer. The germs are there to clean up the dead and decaying tissue resulting from the wrong diet and lifestyle, malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. If the germs are destroyed, the symptoms will stop, and the cancer will appear to go away. But all of the problems are still there unless the individual dramatically changes his diet and lifestyle. So even though the patient may get a reprieve, the cancer or some other serious disease is just waiting to happen again. Machines called Rife generators are available today, but there is no evidence that they can duplicate what Rife was able to do. I tried a Rife generator for quite some time with no success. And I personally don't know of anyone who has experienced tumor regression from the use of any presently available machine of this type. Acupuncture and acupressure both work on the principle that there are energy channels called meridians that run throughout the body, through which supposedly the vital life energy flows. Different organs are associated with different energy meridians, and it's proposed that health problems in various organs show up as energy blocks in the meridians they're associated with. The proponents of reflexology assert that there are reflex areas in the hands and feet that correspond to every part of the body, including the organs and the glands. And manipulation of these points, they say, relieves problems in the corresponding body organ or part. The bottom line is cancer is caused by a combination of malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. The way to reverse cancer is to reverse these conditions. These therapies will not do that. Melatonin, growth hormone, DHEA, and all hormones, even in the most minute quantities, have powerful effects on the entire body. I do not advocate the use of any of these in healthy patients, much less a patient with cancer. If your levels of any of these hormones are low, it simply means that your body isn't working right. What you need to do is reverse all the factors that allowed you to get sick in the first place and rebuild your immune system so your body can regulate itself. Following the 10 steps of health will cause an increase in the levels of these hormones. But treating a person with concentrated doses of these powerful hormones, even in tiny quantities, is damaging, and it's similar to injecting huge amounts of high-grade gasoline directly into your carburetor, bypassing the mechanisms that normally restrict the injection of the fuel. If you do that, you can have a gigantic explosion. These hormones are prescribed with willful abandon by doctors, and some are even available over the counter. I predict that before long, the disastrous effects will become obvious and the health of many Americans will be permanently damaged, as well as many deaths will occur. But again, everybody's looking for a quick fix. My advice is don't do it. As far as cell therapy is concerned, your cancer is not caused by a deficiency of somebody else's cells, whether it be cells from an innocent aborted baby or cells from an animal. This is really diabolic Concentrate on the natural ways of reversing the factors that allowed your cancer to develop, and your own cells will become healthy and help you regain your health. Now we go to mind-body therapies. The body cannot be separated into various parts as we've done in allopathic medicine, with the orthopedic surgeons taking care of the bones and the ophthalmologist caring for your eyes and the gastroenterologist taking charge of the stomach and intestines and other subspecialists carving up the rest of the body into fragments. Every individual is a combination of physical, mental, and spiritual that cannot be separated. And these therapies at least acknowledge that fact. However, all of these therapies, except the last one, embrace the belief that all a person has to do is to look inward to himself to find the answer to cancer, other diseases, and all other problems of life. Biofeedback teaches a person how to control his or her body's vital functions through the use of simple electronic devices. It's been used for stress reduction, pain relief, and to control high blood pressure and certain other conditions. However, as we've seen, those conditions can be reversed rather than just controlled. And though even I tried biofeedback for many months, it had no effect on my stress. The only way I learned to control my stress was to give it to the Lord. This didn't come rapidly, but regular Bible study and prayer daily over many, many months helped me understand that God really means what He says when He states in the Bible, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Ayurvedic medicine involves meditation, visualization, relaxation, nutritional therapy, cleansing, herbal therapy, and exercise, focusing on the total individual. There are many positive components in Ayurvedic, but I'm not in agreement with their general assessment of the source of the healing power. They and most New Agers believe that the healing power comes from within, and they believe in a cosmic New Age impersonal God force. Whereas I believe the healing power comes from a loving personal God who created us and the world, who loves us and wants to spend personal time with us through Bible study and prayer. The God I worship created all of the factors in the 10-step natural health plan that I use to get well, and He has guaranteed success if we just follow the plan with 100% commitment. In Psalms 103, verse 3, it says that God forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. The answer to how this is done is in Deuteronomy 7, verses 11 to 15, where it says, "If you obey my laws," and that includes His 10 laws of health, "If you obey my laws, my commands, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease." This is not a quick fix, and it's not a raise your hands to heaven miracle. It involves total commitment to every step of God's health plan. We've already discussed the problems associated with meditation in contrast to Bible study and prayer. And yoga is used to reduce anxiety and relax the body, and it does increase the supply of oxygen to the cells, which can cause enhancement of the immune system. Both yoga and meditation advocate emptying the mind. I think this is dangerous. God gave us a mind and said, "Come now and let us reason together." Use your mind. Don't empty it. When the mind is empty, it can become very suggestible to outside negative influences, including evil forces. Next is hypnotherapy, which I am completely against because it involves giving one's own mind over to another. In my opinion, it's very dangerous and it will not solve your health problems long term. And finally, we come to God's health plan, the plan I use to get well. Again, the 10 laws of health are proper nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, abstinence from harmful substances such as alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, sugar, drugs, and chemicals, fresh air, proper rest, trust in God, an attitude of gratitude, and benevolence. Well, how do we know this is God's health plan? Because God's plan has to have been available to everyone since creation. That's the way God is. It must be available to all countries around the world. It can't require high technology. It must be able to be carried out at home, and it must be able to be carried out by anyone, whether educated or uneducated. It must be totally natural, and it must be inexpensive and thus available to everyone, rich or poor. And it cannot in any way cause any harm to the body. God's 10 health laws fulfill all these requirements, including the last one. There is no other health plan that I know of that does. Everything in this health plan is totally free except for food. But we have to buy that anyway, unless, of course, we grow our own the way God intended us to do. If we eat from our own garden, then everything is totally free. Cancer and all other diseases are caused by a violation of these 10 laws of health. The good news is that we can reverse cancer by adhering to these laws. Again, in Deuteronomy 7:11-15, God says, "If you obey my laws," and that includes his health laws, "if you obey my laws, my commands, and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease." It's God's absolute guarantee for health. What a relief that you don't have to search through the maze of alternative medicine any longer. I hope and pray that now you can see your pathway to health crystal clear.